looks like a very good matchup. I want to start with Brent Burns, who for me right now, not only is, well, to me, he's the only award right now that I think's got an obvious front runner, which is the Norris Trophy. But he might be in the legit conversation for the Hart as well. He's having an unbelievable season.
Oh, incredible. I mean, well, first of all, thanks for having me back on, gentlemen. Yeah, it's going to be a great game tonight. And no doubt, looking at two guys right at the top of the leaderboard in the National Hockey League, obviously you guys know all too well, Connor McDavid. And then you're right, Brent Burns, last 11 games, 6 goals, 10 assists, not too shabby for himself either.
Well, Brett, the thing about Burns is, you know, he's not a one-trick pony. His offense is ridiculous, but he's a factor in his own end. To have that mix, it's a rare thing, and I'm with Gregor. I think he's in the conversation at this point for the Hart. How do you see it?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree, gentlemen, that he is should be right there when you talk about the Hart Trophy, because every night you're seeing him do things that I haven't seen anybody else in the NHL do, and that's why when I look at Connor McDavid tonight, I'll love to see these two guys on the ice together at the same time and kind of going head-to-head, if you will. But defensively, yeah, plus 16. Been one of the things that people have always talked about, his defensive zone coverage is maybe being a liability, and that's not the case anymore. He's absolutely taken it to the next level. He's not only a strong human being, he looks after himself off the ice nutritionally, sleep habits, you know, essential oils, you name it. He's doing it all. On top of that, I've seen him do things working on his edge work that I've never seen any guy in the NHL do. I mean, I used to work on my edges all the time, and kind of a rarity in some cases on some of the teams I played on. But I'll watch Brent Burns. I've seen him do some things using his outside and inside edges as he warms up, even before a game, doing some things that I've never seen other players do. That being said, his skating ability, I think, has gotten not only better, it's becoming really elite, which gives him the ability to move in the offensive zone, pivot off of pucks, pull pucks towards his body, pull away from players, and that gives him the ability to use his threat, which is that shot that he has that's lethal. So, yeah, Brent Burns, Hart Trophy, no doubt about it, but obviously frontrunner, like you guys said earlier, for the Norris.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. The Sharks now, they get Thomas Hertl back in the lineup tonight, and it looks like good for him. He'll slide right in on the top line with Pavelski and Joe Thornton. He's only played 17 games. You played in the league, Brett. You know that it's tough to come back in, especially when it's a few months out. The only good thing is, I don't know if it's easier. You can answer this. Is it easier for a guy who's been out that long? You know your adrenaline's going to be going, and you get into a game that's got first place on the line. Is it easier because you know the adrenaline's going to be higher and maybe the next 3 or 4 games might be harder?
Well, you know, listening to Pete DeBoer talk to the media after practice this morning, you know, he said we wouldn't be putting Hertl in there if he wasn't 100% ready. So I think it helps him just to get into a game. If he's ready, he's over and beyond the time allotted for the injury and the surgery that he had. So that's a good sign that they've waited for him to be 100% healthy. To put him in any game, it's never going to be easy, and you're exactly right. I mean, when you get injured like he was or any surgery, coming back mid-season from an injury, you're trying to keep guys and keep pace with guys that are already at full speed. So it's never easy. It's always going to be a challenge. I think putting him in prior to the All-Star, but it gives him an opportunity to kind of get 3 periods under his body, under his legs, and have a few days to recover and then get back out there next week after the All-Star break is over. So I think it's pretty good timing for Tomas. It gives him a chance to kind of, you know, get those 3 periods under his belt and take a deep breath and get back after it next week.
Brett, we talked about this with the Oilers going into Anaheim last night, and I want to ask you about it. Connor McDavid, rightfully so, grabs a lot of the headlines and the attention. He's a terrific player. But the Oilers have dimensions now they didn't have a couple years ago, McDavid being the obvious one, but also the effective mix of skill and size in Maroon, Lucic, and a guy who's going good right now in Zach Cassian. A lot of different dimensions for this Oiler team than just a little while ago, isn't there?
Well, no doubt. I mean, I'm just looking at your guys' lineup tonight and looking at the lines and how they're shaping up. Obviously, Draisaitl, you know, playing with McDavid there, 5-game point streak coming into tonight. Maroon, a little bit cold here the last 5 games, but he had that, you know, a really hot stretch there for a while where he had scored a lot of goals. And I think 12 games, he had 10 goals. So he's got the ability with his big body. And that's just your number one line. Now you've got Ryan Nugent-Hopkins centering your second line with Eberle. And then you got Lucic, you know, on your third line, who, you know, that's some beef down there with Zach Cassian, like you said, a five-game point streak. So now you've got – and Mark Letestu, who I really like too, kind of a nice little stretch of games here. He's under. So you've got really good balance with some physicality throughout all four of your lines. They can play heavy. They can play a skilled game. And I think that's why you're seeing such a successful Edmonton Oilers team with Connor McDavid really leading the way with, you know, being a threat 5-on-5, leading the NHL with 40 even strength points. That's the best of anybody. So that's just a really fun lineup to watch. And then you've got your defense core, I think, is much improved. Larson's having a good game or a good season, excuse me. And you're always going to get what you get from Russell and Sequeira, who are blocking shots, and then you've filtered in with some skill guys. And then you can backbone it with Cam Talbot having a tremendous season right now. I think what's fun tonight is the goaltender matchup, too, because you've got 25 wins for Talbot. You've got 25 wins for Martin Jones. These guys are going head-to-head tonight prior to All-Star break. It's going to be a great one.
Brett Hedekin, analyst for the San Jose Sharks, former NHLer. Brett, earlier, I want to go back to, you mentioned essential oils for Brett Burns, which is unique, but I kind of want to dig into that. Like athletes, you got to take care of your body now, and there's different ways to do it. It's not just about getting in the gym and pumping weights and going hard. Can you expand a little bit, like, what's he doing with the essential oils? Like, I know Burns is, you know, he thinks outside the box, he dresses outside the box, I love his beards way outside the box. Expand a little bit on the essential oils.
Well, you know, I've been kind of into it a little bit lately. We were just, you know, chatting on the plane one day, but he, you know, is always just trying to look after, like you say, his body and trying to stay healthy in an 82-game schedule is sometimes not easy, you know, and you guys know guys get the flu or, they're handling different sort of bugs throughout the year where, you know, it kind of sets you back. But, you know, to try to keep your nervous system and try to keep, you know, all your systems kind of up to snuff and to be able to handle playing, you know, 25 minutes a night, you know, taking a pounding in the defensive zone and try to give a pounding, you know, you've got to do some of those things to help yourself as much as you can. I think Brent Burns looks into all of those things to help him stay at that level to which he, you know, can continue to excel on a nightly basis. So, yeah, if it means some essential oils along the way, I don't blame him to do it. I was always looking for different ways to stay and keep my body feeling good. So you have to these days. You know, you're a pro athlete. You've got to treat it like a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job and really looking after yourself. And Burns does all of those things.
Brad, I got to ask you, is Burns sharing these essential oils with guys like Thornton and Marleau? I mean, Patrick Marleau, 4 goals the other night in a period. He's sort of laughing at the clock right now and at his age. Joe Thornton just keeps on rumbling along. They continue to be the backbone of this club, even though you've got the younger players and Logan Couture. Patty Marleau just amazes me at how long he's been this good.
It is. It's incredible. And, you know, when you look just purely just over the last couple of years, you know, watching Patrick Marleau, and people have criticized him at times for this or that or the other. But the numbers he continues to put up on a yearly basis just is astounding. And then on top of it, the durability in Patrick Marleau. I mean, every year you only have to look at a couple of guys to see how many games the Sharks have played, because you normally know that Thornton, Marleau and Pavelski have played in every game. So just look at how many games they've played, and that'll tell you how many games they played in the NHL against other teams. These guys are incredibly durable. That's what makes them so valuable as well, is that you know they're there every night. But getting to Marleau, you know, last year Peter DeBoer put him down in a third-line role, and I think probably not happy with it originally, but I think it began to make him more versatile. And I think because he took that third line role, he started playing against other teams' fifth and sixth defensemen, and he started to have a lot of success. And he really added another dimension to the Shark lineup. Now, because of that, it's given Pete DeBoer the opportunity to move him up to the top line from time to time with Joe and Joe. The other night, they moved him to the Couture line in the third period, and that's when the 4 goals happened. They played very well together, him and Bodker with Couture against the Winnipeg Jets. That's still play again tonight. But I think you're seeing more dimensions coming into his game later in his career because he's been open to playing different roles. I think that's been a great asset for Patrick Marleau.
On the back end, Burns gets a lot of attention, and wisely and rightfully so, but the Vlasic Braun matchup, Brett. They're the ones that you talked about, McDavid, Draisaitl. I was going through the numbers. Those guys seem to face a lot of the top dogs even more. What is it about Vlasic that makes him such a good defender against the top guys?
Well, really underrated skater. And I think, you know, we were talking about edge work with Brent Burns. If you watch Vlasic and the way he glides around the ice, he's never going to get beat, although he did the other night when Tampa Bay was in town on that shorthanded one that Drouin kind of got in around him and tucked it in. But I've never seen that. In the 7 years I've covered Vlasic and Braun, you don't see these guys get beat one-on-one ever. But I think his ability to skate and then his physicality, he's much stronger than he looks as well. You're not going to out-muscle him in the corner. He uses his stick kind of Lidstrom-like in the corner where he'll poke it, off he goes. And he's just a really efficient defenseman. I think those are the things that he really adds to the game. And obviously he loves the challenge of playing against top guys. So you'll see that probably match up tonight, McDavid versus Braun and Vlasic. They'll probably have a lot of taste of those two guys by the end of the night. But it'll be a fun matchup between those two defensemen in that top line from the Edmonton Oilers here tonight.
Brett, you don't get to draw it up, but one question as a defenseman. If you have the whiteboard and Connor McDavid comes into town, we're talking about that defense of San Jose. Are you looking more at the forward matchup you want to get on home ice or a defensive pairing?
Against McDavid, are you asking?
Yes.
Or just okay? I'd definitely want to have Vlasic and Braun or Martin and Burns against Connor McDavid. You're not going to get the same defensive pair every time against them, and I don't think Pete DeBoer likes to. You know, he wants his matchups when it comes to defensive pairing. I think that's what he's going to focus on. As far as the forward lines, you know, he'll probably lean a lot on Couture against McDavid, but, you know, he won't be afraid to put, you know, Tierney's line out there against him to give it a shot or even the Thornton line. He doesn't like to match too much on the forward lines, but I know he will lean a lot on those four defensemen against Connor McDavid tonight. But I'm probably of the mind of Pete DeBoer as well, you know, utilize four defensemen against that top line and then, you know, sprinkle in some of the other four lines to see how they match up against the McDavid line. That's just the way I like to play. I like to have the flow of the game and your forwards continue to get into the game. I think Pete's the same way.
Brett, one last one. You were an excellent skating defenseman in your time. You know, you played against a lot of guys who are outstanding players. Connor McDavid's on a very unique level in the NHL. Very few guys like him. And, you know, he's a player who loves distributing the puck. We saw it even on the first goal last night. He's right in the slot, wide open, great shooting lane. Still goes back to Leon Draisaitl. As a defenseman, is there ever a time where you would think, okay, you know what, I'm going to play him to pass because I don't think he shoots? Or when somebody like McDavid or Crosby, whoever it is, those guys, even if they've got a passer mentality, you always have to respect the shot. How does it work in the high speed of the game?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question because I think I saw the play as well. Everybody thought he was going to fire that shot there in the slot, and probably the whole bench. I think Todd McClellan had said, yeah, the 20 guys are – whatever on the bench were, obviously there's not 20 guys on the bench because there's five on the ice, but the 14 guys, let's say on the ice, were yelling for him to shoot. But yeah, you have to respect the shot first in that scenario, particularly where he was, and know that if he does pass it down there, that the goaltender is going to have to help you out. But those players like McDavid are so good that if you don't respect the shot and you're taking the pass, he'll take the shot. So I think I was probably more of the mind of, you know, playing the two-on-one or a 3-2 situation, you know, like that, take that shot away in that high slot and then have to recover from a bad angle where Draisaitl scored from. I mean, that's just, you got to kind of percentages in some way, and that's kind of where my mind would be in that sort of scenario. But, yeah, Connor McDavid's such a fun player because he's thinking pass all the time, but yet still has the ability to score at will as well.
Brett, great stuff. We appreciate catching up with you again. Enjoy the game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, guys. Should be a great one, fun one to watch. And first place in the Pacific on the line here tonight should be a great one.
Very different waters for the Oilers and their fans right now, that's for sure. So I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Brett Hedekin. Now, that guy could skate.